AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court has just begun hearing arguments in a case that pits Google against the parents of a college exchange student killed in a terrorist attack at a cafe in Paris in 2015. Noemi Gonzalez's mother and stepfather say the company's YouTube service acted as a recruiting platform for ISIS. The family's attorney, Reynaldo Gonzalez.
What we're saying is that insofar as they were encouraging people to go look at things, that's what's outside the protection of the statute. Not that the stuff was there. If they stopped recommending things tomorrow, And all sorts of horrible stuff was on their website. As far as we read the statute, they're fine.
Correspondent Jan Crawford has more.
Social media companies say a 1996 federal law shields them from liability and that the modern internet would not exist if companies couldn't sort and recommend third-party content to users. Free speech advocates say social media companies have rights similar to newspapers deciding what articles to publish.
President Biden is set to speak in Poland in half an hour. It comes a day after he made a surprise visit to Ukraine to pledge continued U.S. support for the almost one-year-old war with Russia. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the president.
Aides say the president's speech from the Royal Castle here in the Polish capital will have Mr. Biden reiterating that America will stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Dan Fried once served as U.S. ambassador to Poland.
He needs to push back against the persistent notion that Ukraine's cause is lost.
The president's speech here comes hours after Vladimir Putin blamed the West for the war and announced he would suspend Russia's participation in the New START Arms Reduction Treaty, which has kept a limit on nuclear warheads and ICBMs. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Warsaw.
Wall Street Journal reports Chinese leader Xi Jinping is planning to visit Moscow for a summit with President Putin. A massive winter storm's about to make its way from the west coast to the east and bring with it blizzard conditions and ice. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams checks in from the Weather Channel.
It starts to crank today. Winds at the higher elevations gusting to 75 miles an hour. It continues into Thursday, and travel could be downright impossible with blowing snow, drifting snow, and also whiteout conditions.
22 states are under weather alerts. The forecast calls for partly cloudy skies and a high of 78 today in New Orleans for the culmination of Mardi Gras.
Oh,
this is Fat Tuesday. It's the last hurrah before Lent begins tomorrow. Dow's way down. It's off 478 points right now. S&P down 58. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIA.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Highway departments across Wisconsin are gearing up for some busy days. Meteorologists are predicting 3 back-to-back storm systems over 4 days. Road crews recommend if you need to drive while the roads are being treated, stick to the popular roads if you can. Those get cleared first. And if you come across a snowplow, give it enough space to operate. Ultimately, if you don't need to drive, stay off the roads and let road crews do their jobs. Today is the spring primary election, which determines who appears on the ballot in the general election April 4th. Races include nonpartisan seats for Wisconsin Supreme Court and local municipal and judicial races, conservatives defending their 4-3 majority on the Supreme Court, Democrats trying to flip control to liberal justices for the first time in more than a decade. The race comes in a year when the issue of abortion is prominent after Wisconsin reinstated an 1848 ban on abortion, which does not include exceptions for rape or incest. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Here to talk more about it is totally, definitely not an impersonator, but the actual Ron Johnson. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Kristen, it's great to be here with you again. I love that, you know, in your intro that they pronounce your last name, Kristen Bry. You know, because I didn't know how to say it. We call you Kristen Lai, where in my parts in Green Bay and the areas of the Fox Valley. So it, you know, it syncs up nicely with that.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Happy Election Day! I am Kristen Lai. Just kidding. It is funny, though, because when my last name is spelled B-R-E-Y, so of course everyone thinks it's Bray. And my joke is always, it's Kristen Bry, like, try, don't ask me why. And now I can just use Ryan Mason's joke that it's like Kristen Lai.
Kristen Lai. Exactly. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Because I am a liar, apparently.
Well,
at least in fake Rojo size.
Yes, in some people's eyes, perhaps.
Jane Mantner, how are you doing today?
I am well, and you?
I am well. It's a day to go vote.
Yes, go vote.
Which we are going to do, you and I, after today's show. Shout out to Chad Holmes. I was listening to his show on WXCO, which comes on after our show, and he took issue with us encouraging people when they can go vote early. He's a big fan of voting on the day of.
Oh.
And so
that's fine.
I didn't remember. Did we say that it's better to vote early?
I don't care. Just vote.
Just vote.
And just vote once.
Yes. And that is a good point.
It's not like we live in the villages in Florida.
Yes. So it's not only vote once, but also we do not have ranked choice voting. So please only vote for one person.
Yes.
We are going to do a lot of reminders of today of telling you to go vote. But also tonight, we have special programming because of the spring primary. Devil's Advocates is going to be extended until 7 p.m. And then you get more Jane and Kristen.
Late night with K and J.
Prime time. Prime time. K and J, Jane and Kristen, will be, we're going to take over the pregame coverage, if that's what we want to call it, from 7 to 8. So come back then and listen to, we're going to talk to Dan Schaefer at one point to discuss his reporting on both the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but also the Senate District 8 race.
Big race.
Big race, and today is only the Republican primary because there's only one Democrat running. But we will talk more about that. We also have a pre-recorded interview with Reed Epstein from New York Times. Terry Bell, our news director, had a chance to talk to him, and he wrote that front page New York Times story that I think that was the first national publication to really give a lot of press to this race.
This is a big deal.
It is a big deal. Pretty much at this point, including the New York Times, I've seen between Washington Post, Politico, across national outlets, highlighting how big of a deal this race is. And tonight we'll know who the top two vote getters are in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And then we will get to do this all again April 4th for the general election, which will decide who actually wins that seat. But yeah, so tonight will be super interesting. So come back, listen to Devils until 7, listen to us 7-8, and then from 8 until
whenever
it's over, Todd Elba and Terry Bell are going to anchor the results. And just like we did in the fall, if you were able to catch our coverage of the midterm election in November, we have correspondents all across the state.
Yes.
To be able to chime in on different races that are going on in that part of the state. And, you know, not every, some places, like I had a fan, our friend Dave, this is the best thing about doing the work that I do, is when people send me their pictures of them with their voting stickers, because they know that I care. And so Dave sent me his on Instagram this morning, and then my friends Carol and AJ, they were number 4 and 5 in their ward. They
Fabulous.
Sent me their picture. But Dave said there was, and for him in Waukesha, in his part of Waukesha, the only race was the Supreme Court race.
Oh, okay.
So for a lot of you, everyone, no matter where you vote in the state, you have at least one race on your ballot today. You may have more, and this is where voter information gets very confusing, because there are some places that there is basically any race. Well, that's not true either, because if it's school boards, for a lot of races, it's the top two candidates who will go on to April. So if there's more than two right now for mayoral races, for county executive races, but then it gets wonky with school board because there's X amount of seats open on a school board. But in general, you may only have that one race, but you have something. So go vote today. We will continue to remind you throughout the show.
Yes.
And actually at 12:30, we're going to spend a little bit more time previewing the races that we are for sure following on Civic Media for tonight's coverage. So if you want to come back for that, or just stay until that, really.
Stay with us.
Really.
Yeah.
Later this hour at 11:30, some tech news, a variety of stories, including the Supreme Court is hearing two cases today that could... their ruling could basically alter the internet as we know it. So
that sounds minor.
That feels like a big deal. So we're going to talk about some of the details of that case. And then Meta, I guess Zuckerberg, is taking a cue from Elon, because
he's been so successful on Twitter.
They are following Verified Blue, and that they're going to start charging to be Meta verified. Or Instagram verified.
Ooh.
So I have some thoughts on that. And then, big shock, the biggest study ever conducted on a 4-day work week. The results are in. People like it.
That sounds like flawed research, Kristen Bry.
Oh, so that's coming up all this hour. Different stories we're going to talk about. But the story I want to start with has me having very conflicted feelings, because, and I feel like this is the downside of partisan politics, because we should support when the politicians who get elected, even if they're not the people we voted for or the party we typically vote for, if they start doing good things in the position that they've been elected to be in, that represent their district or the state, we should applaud them.
Give credit where credit is due.
And yet, I think it's okay to still have mixed feelings about it, because I don't know. And maybe it's not okay to have mixed feelings about it. But what I am talking about is, this was a story from yesterday from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, from Maddie Heim and Lawrence Andrea. About Derek Van Orden.
Who is first term.
First term.
Just elected.
Third district. Third congressional district. I would say in his run in 2020 when he lost to Ron Kind. And also when he was running against Brad Paff in the 2022. Mega tendencies. He was at the insurrection January 6th. He maintains that he did not go into the Capitol. You know, he's one of the many people, because apparently we're not even going to talk about that story today, but apparently one of the many people who tried to bring a gun on the plane. Like
as we all do.
That's like you sent me an article. There's a record of how many guns TSA has.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Confiscated.
It's almost like 7,000.
So anyways,
people just forget it. Yeah.
So he, and it could have been a closer race had the Democratic Party actually given more support to Brad Paff, but he won. He's in Congress. He's in his first term. And because that was kind of the last congressional seat that felt competitive due to our maps for, right, for Congress. And so he's there. And I think it's one of those things where there was a holding of your breath that this guy had the makings to be potentially a Marjorie Taylor Greene light, right? Some of the, if you read any excerpts from his book, which is all about being a man, you know, there is some anti-woke stuff as far rhetoric that he likes to engage with and promote.
Well, and didn't he confront a teenage worker at a library,
yes,
over LGBTQ books?
Yes.
Okay, that's the guy I'm thinking
so
of.
This is not a guy I've necessarily been rooting for, to say the least, because of a variety of reasons some of which we just listed. And yet, he has now been appointed to the House Agriculture Committee, which we, despite the dominance of agriculture in this state, where it is a $100 billion industry, we have not had representation on that committee in 10 years.
That's why?
I don't know. And so he got appointed, and I would say since he's been elected, I haven't heard much craziness coming from him.
True.
So this story is talking about how he has pledged to become the cheese king of Congress.
Okay.
Which is goofy, but as someone who makes some cheese jokes, fine. He branded his office logo with the face of a cow, and he said that he wants to bring dignity to farming and claim that he would work to make it easier to farm.
Well, that's all good.
Which is all good. And this article that was in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the only kind of, and I wouldn't even say it's a criticism, it's just a fact, is the fact that he has not provided specific details of what he wants to promote or advocate for on the House committee, which is the panel that oversees the farm bill, which only, I think it's every 5 years, gets negotiated and has a huge impact on farmers in Wisconsin. But beyond that, this is a pretty complimentary article that paints him in a light that he is going to the mat for farmers in Wisconsin. And not that we haven't had that. I know Tammy Baldwin is a big advocate, but
she is.
The fact that have not had representation on this committee, I think, is a big deal. And so my mixed feelings, and I would love to hear from you if you already support him, great. But if you were someone who had
doubts
about him, I would love to hear your reaction. 844-967-2789. Because mine is, I want to cheer for anyone who is doing good things for Wisconsin. And also, as long as he does well, that seat is going to be very hard for Democrats to win again in the next couple cycles. And if he does a good job, maybe that's taking partisan politics out of it. Not a terrible thing. But I'm tussling with those feelings this morning over this story because it's mixed. All right. We'd love to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until noon Thursday. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 32. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of snow tonight, 27. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, highs around 33. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are talking about Derek Van Orden, first term congressional representative of the 3rd District.
Republican.
Republican in the western part of the state. And prior to, I guess, really up until his actual election, you know, a lot of controversial things as far as things that he said or has done. And I was not necessarily rooting for this guy. And yet I find myself applauding that he, in his first term, is really trying to be a huge advocate for farmers in Wisconsin.
Which is great.
Which is great. And this is where the downside of partisan politics is hard, because this is a good thing, and I also find myself conflicted on wanting to root for this guy to do well, because I don't want that seat to just be red in perpetuity. And so I am being honest in my bias. And so we would love to hear from you if you feel similarly, or if you think this is... he's not really going to make a difference on there, and it doesn't really matter that he's on that committee, or if you also agree that this is a good thing. And so 844-967-2789, or you can also always comment on the live stream if you are watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Jane, you said we got a text?
We do. 507 is checking in. I always hope they'll do the right thing, but he is a Republican, so my hope is not strong. The farm bill includes funding for SNAP benefits. My money is on Van Orden wanting to cut food stamps.
That is something to watch for.
Yes.
As far as that develops. Yeah. And I think it's maybe that's what it is the hope for the best and hope that good things can happen, but also keep a watchful eye. And so, but I just... it's always interesting, because it's this is the kind of thing we want to encourage, right? Is when they actually are, and not just Congress, mayors, state legislators, you know, when they actually are on board for things that are popular and that benefit the state and aren't just party politics of, you know, the wokeism BS, this is a good thing. And so I want to acknowledge that this is a good thing.
And I think that's good.
Okay.
And I think that is a way... because I don't think the other side does that. I think President Biden could do the most amazing thing in the world, considering we have like the lowest unemployment in 54 years and other things have kind of been kind of good the last 2 years. And you would never hear them admit that he did anything that was worthwhile. And that's not helpful. And I don't want to be that.
I don't want to be that either.
I don't want to be that.
Well, would you, is there anything that Trump did that you feel like you can be, you can recognize that you're like, all right, I'll give him that one?
Well, he never built the wall.
And did you want the wall?
No.
Okay. But I'm talking about things that he did that you personally were like, all right.
I'm trying to think of what he did. Seriously, there was no infrastructure bill. He never built the wall. Mexico never paid for it. He stole money from our veterans for the stupid wall. He did appoint the three justices, which I have issues with.
Yeah.
So other than that, what did he do? He instituted a bunch of tariffs. He said the trade wars are easy to win. That didn't seem to help. What were his other accomplishments? If he had something that he accomplished, I could acknowledge it. I just don't know what it is.
Some people would say the tax bill.
You mean for all the rich people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was great. I love that.
But at least you and I can agree with this in this scenario. Granted, we have to see what he advocates for.
Exactly.
What gets negotiated. But I feel like I commend that he being Derek Van Orden, in his first couple months in office, that this is the direction that he's going in of being the cheese king of Congress.
And if he wants to embrace that, I will back that 100%, man.
I mean, listen, Tammy Baldwin is the author of the Go Pack Go bill. So, like, I get that we love to be cheesy, pun intended.
Our governor is Oplander. Come on.
Well, we made that up. I don't know. Until he gets on the show and we can get his blessing, I don't even know if he knows who Homelander is.
So. Or if he knows who we are. That's, but anyway.
Fair. But yes, the cheese king of Congress. Because I would just say his reputation leading up to his election or getting elected, I was expecting someone to be louder and more in the Gates, Bobo,
MTG.
Margarine, Madison Cawthorn, even though he's not in Congress anymore. But those people who were wanting attention and wanting to, you know, ruin, you know, like troll the libs.
Well, wanting attention and accomplishing nothing.
Yeah. And so the fact that he so far has somewhat laid low and is actually trying to do his homework and get on committees that help, I think is a good thing. And the truth is, I mean, and he has the backing of some of the major farm associations in Wisconsin. And granted, they wanted anyone who would be on these committees, but it's the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association and Tom Lochner, who's been on this show.
Yep.
They signed a letter asking for him to be on this committee. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, which is the largest farm organization in the state, also sent a letter. And Wisconsin Corn Growers Association also sent a letter supporting his leader. It's like this was sent to Republican leadership to try to get him on there, which I think is a good thing because in Wisconsin, we should have representation on that committee.
Yes.
Someone in there to help advocate and oversee the farm bill. So let's just see what he does. But for now, I'm saying this is good.
Yeah. Provided he doesn't start spending a lot of time worrying about what cows are reading, because that's going to take us down a whole different path.
And on that note,
it's possible.
It's possible. And on that note, when we come back, some tech news that will affect your social media consumption. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Special Report. We're expecting President Biden to speak at the Royal Castle in Warsaw any minute now about U.S. and international support for Ukraine as the war with Russia enters its second year. He spoke with Polish President Duda earlier.
Well, as I told President Zelensky when we spoke in Kyiv yesterday, I can proudly say that our support for Ukraine remains unwavering.
President Putin gave a speech of his own. He announced Moscow is suspending START, the last remaining nuclear arms control pact with the U.S. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg regrets it.
This is just another example that we are moving away from the arms control architecture, the international rules-based order we have used decades to build step by step.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's bracing for another big snowstorm. People everywhere will be affected, but the worst of it should be in about the central one-third of Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says it'll start to get snowy and windy later tonight and last all the way into Thursday. Places from Neillsville to Sturgeon Bay might get up to a foot and a half of snow. Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking the public to let them know where and when they spot black bears and black bear dens. The Bear Litter and Diet Survey is the Department of Natural Resources effort to learn about black bear reproduction rates and manage the population. In sports, ESPN reports the Philadelphia Eagles interviewed Jim Leonard about their defensive coordinator job. Leonard was the Badgers' defensive coordinator and former interim head coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. Jane, what song was that?
That was Analog Man.
Gosh.
By Joe Walsh.
I've realized and I've come to accept that I am not a music nerd.
That's fine.
And I would be, I think I'm embarrassed to like how many classic great artists. I was like, I don't know. I couldn't name you a single one of their albums.
Joe Walsh precedes you by a long time. You're all excused right for not knowing that. And I did not know that song.
Oh, all right.
See, that's why because I learned something.
You're learning a lot.
I am.
On music.
Yes.
In this job.
I am.
All right. Well, we're going to come back to the story, but I'm going to prime the pump a little bit. Would you pay for Facebook? Specifically, would you pay $12 a month to be verified on Facebook and Instagram if it meant, one, you had two-factor authentication, so you had increased security for your account not to get hacked, and two, if it meant your stuff could be seen more and get better placement. So, and because you get the blue check mark. But let us know. 844-967-2789. That is 844-967-2789. 9-6 Party or leave us a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Would you pay $12 a month for Instagram and or Facebook? But before we get to that story, Supreme Court news. As far as what they are hearing today, this is the U.S. Supreme Court, not the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which hopefully you are voting for today
or in the primary.
Already have for the primary between the four candidates. But only vote for one. Do not put two names down.
No.
Which we'll come back to that later, too, because I have a story about that for one of my friends who accidentally voted for both.
Oh, she thought we had ranked voting?
Well, I think it's partially because it's been a little confusing with two left candidates and two right candidates that unless you're outright saying vote for this one person, and then the language of the two candidates move on, I can kind of see how people got a little confused. And with an absentee ballot, there's no clerk there to say, hey.
Yep, don't do that.
You got to do this again.
Right.
And it's just, you just spoil your ballot. So we'll talk about that in 12:30 more about voting. But yes, go vote today. But today in the U.S. Supreme Court, they are hearing oral arguments in a case that centers on Section 230. What is that? I didn't know what it was either until I read this article. The rule is part of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, and it protects online platforms from lawsuits over the content users post. And so the now that could, this is basically a case where that could change that. And so in 2016, the family of a 23-year-old American college student who was killed during the 2015 Paris terror attacks sued Google. And the claim was that the algorithm on YouTube, which is owned by Google, promoted extremist content that ultimately led to their daughter's death. And for years, lower courts have been have argued that Section 230 protects Google from the suit. And now this has reached the Supreme Court. And depending on how the conservative-leaning bench goes, this case could help decide if tech companies from Reddit to Tinder to TikTok to basically anything where the entire platform is based off of what users post, not like the New York Times, which is responsible for the content they produce, but this is user-generated content that all of these platforms have been protected from. And basically it's been their own decision of how much content moderation that they want to put up there. But this could change that. And so, you know, Google and its supporters worry that changes to this law may cause platforms to remove content out of fear of being sued, and that could stifle free speech. And critics of the law say that algorithms need to be kept in check and aren't covered by Section 230 because they can promote misinformation and spread hateful content. And so, obviously, like all the Supreme Court hearings, whenever we're talking about any of these cases, there's not going to be
a decision
until June. But it's one of two cases that's involving online platforms that were founded since Section 230 was created. And so, depending on how they rule, like this could change how we interact with the internet a lot.
Do you really think they would do this?
I don't know.
They just, at least the majority on the court, seems so pro-business to me that they're not inclined to hold them accountable for much of anything.
I mean, Clarence Thomas has previously said that the Supreme Court should scale back Section 230.
Really?
Yeah.
I will be really surprised.
Yeah.
For them to take a move against business.
So that's happening today. And I don't know. I it's interesting because a couple of weeks ago, we also talked about the court case that I think was at the Seattle Public School District that was filing a case suing different social media platforms because of the impact it was having on students.
Oh my.
And so this kind of falls under that as far as these platforms are created in a way to basically make you addicted,
suck you in and keep you there.
Keep you there, Facebook has admitted that they promote, like, as the engagement goes up, and I know this firsthand, of when you post a video and the content is so focused, you know, it's something controversial, and that the engagement is not people loving it, it's people fighting in the comments, and that cues to keep pushing that video to more people. And so that is what gets amplified. And because they're, people are engaging with it, people are sharing it, and whether it's because they're angry about it,
right,
or because they are liking it, or both, that is what you typically see. And so that one is what we're talking about with the algorithm of promoting controversial content. And so, so that is that case. Now, going back to Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg must have gotten a little fed up with Elon hogging the social media headlines, because this week he announced a big update to his own online platforms, and he is now introducing a subscription service for Instagram and Facebook that will allow users to purchase blue badges that mark them as verified. So, known as a very creative name, Meta Verified.
They had a big meeting about that.
Big
there were
meeting.
Like, there were 12 people in that meeting.
Big brainstorm session of what we can call this thing.
Yes.
You know, it's so much more creative than Twitter Blue or whatever they had. So the service will launch first in Australia and New Zealand this week, and then hit other countries soon, whatever that means.
Is there a lot of impersonation going on Facebook?
Well, I don't think it's for, I don't think it's because of impersonation. I think it's because they need money. You know, I think it's partially like Elon needs money because he spent $44 billion on Twitter and they've been losing advertisers. And so he is on, you know, he, it is his responsibility to try to make this company, to recoup his losses and also make it a profitable country, a company. And the digital advertising space has also changed. And so, you know, finding a way to get another revenue stream, even though I'm pretty sure Zuckerberg's on record at one point since Facebook started that Facebook will always be free. And granted, this becomes a freemium model. It's not saying if you want to access Facebook, you have to pay.
True.
It's a tiered model where there's going to be more features available for you to
use it, take advantage
of it. Use it and take advantage of it. And so Meta is more expensive than the Twitter verified program. So it's going to cost $11.99 on the web and $14.99 on mobile, which I'm pretty sure that's basically like a Netflix subscription.
Definitely. I think my Netflix subscription is $12.99.
Yeah. And I mean, that's going to be getting more expensive too. But as far as like any of these subscription services, like that's not cheap. Really.
And I'm telling you, that stuff adds up.
Oh, yeah.
It really does.
So Twitter's is $8 and $11, respectively. It also will require you to verify your identity with a government-issue ID and everything like that. But what you get is basically higher visibility and reach on the platforms and increased access to customer support, which in my experience means any access to customer support, because Facebook, like, never gets back to you and can never talk to a real person, among other perks. And so I am just, I don't think that many people are paying for this on Twitter. And I can see maybe, like, the thing for me as someone who puts themselves on the internet, I don't really care about the blue check mark. Because now that you can pay for it, it takes away it being meaning anything of like, oh, like you are notable enough that we're giving you this check mark, a public figure enough that we're giving you this check mark. Now it's like, oh, like anyone can pay for this, so it's meaningless.
Right.
Except you know that it's me. And the, I guess the increased security stuff I should probably care about, but I don't really. I think until I get hacked, it's just something that I don't...
You don't want that.
It's not front of mind for me. but I will say the increased visibility and if they're going to push your content more, like that sounds kind of appealing. But it also just sounds like the reason why any of these platforms where TikTok is now there too, where it feels like it used to make sense of who and why saw your content. And now they want you to pay for ads to promote and boost the content. And so if this becomes, well, instead of just paying to boost your video, you're just paying $15 a month. I can see some content creators
trying to use that.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it's unfortunate because it takes the meritocracy away from any of these platforms that just like the good content that is the most entertaining or informative actually gets promoted. But yeah, so let us know if you would.
You're going to give Mark Zuckerberg your money.
If you would pay as a user instead of an advertiser, if you would pay to use Facebook, 844-967-2789. And then finally, to end our tech news roundup, there's new emojis.
Oh, good. Actually, I'm kind of getting into emojis.
You are. I feel like I've upped your tech game.
You have.
in our daily communications mm-hmm. now. So there's some it's funny because I feel like whenever they add some of these, it's like who's going to use this? So apparently there wasn't a pink heart before, which seems
odd.
But there is a pink, gray and blue heart that has been added. And there's one there's one, like, do you know what the surprise, like, open hole surprise emoji face looks like?
Yes.
So now it's that, except it's, like, on its side, and there's, like, shaking little lines, or, like, squiggly lines around it, and it's supposed to mean, wait for it, I'm shook.
You need to make a TikTok out of that.
Be going like,
just from me watching you, yes, that's totally worth it.
But then they also added a moose head, a donkey, looks like angel wings, a goose, a jellyfish.
What a great job would that be?
A piece of ginger. I don't know who's going to use that.
Will Sue.
Will Sue might use
Will
that.
Will Sue could use that.
A Chinese fan, the hair, like a fro pick, maracas. I think that's a flute. Maybe it's a clarinet. I'm trying to think of like, what are the most random, what do you think the most random emoji you use instead of, I feel like there's like 20 different ones that I use.
Regularly.
And then beyond that, it's this, that.
I'm still kind of a traditionalist when it comes to emojis. I haven't ventured that far afield yet, but I'm going to find a reason to use the moose.
There you go. Well, I can because I'm a Moosehead member now.
Yeah.
I'm a Moose member.
You belong to
there
the
we
lodge.
Go. All right. When we come back, people like to work less. Who would have guessed? This is As Goes Wisconsin. It's all on the screen. Makes me forget
who I am. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm watch begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until noon Thursday. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 31. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 27 tonight, chance for snow. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, 33. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And if you don't get enough of us today, between now and 2 p.m., you can get more of us tonight.
Bonus hour.
Bonus hour, 7 to 8, as we are kicking off the pregame coverage of Civic Media's coverage of the spring primary results. The lineup is Devil's Advocates is going an hour extra until 7 p.m. Then Jane and I will take over to do a rundown of what we are watching for the evening. And then at 8 p.m., our news director, Terry Bell, and Todd Elba from The Todd Elba Show will be anchoring and cutting to our different correspondents all over the state. Who are obviously the big marquee race is going to be which two candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court will make it to the general. But lots of races, different important mayoral races.
Yes.
There's different common council. There's three races and there's 20 people between three races running for let me say that again. Of three of the seats that are in the Milwaukee Common Council, between those three seats, there's like 20 candidates.
Wow.
Like there's a ton of people running for some of those open seats. So there is important elections all over the state. We will be talking about it tonight. So tune in
and go vote.
Keep us company. We'll be doing it from the comfort of our homes because technology is helpful in that way.
It's an amazing thing.
But until then.
I want to share just one real quick text when we were talking about whether or not people are willing to pay Mark Zuckerberg, $12 a month to get a blue check mark. The 262 checking in at 844-967-2789. Regarding the Meta conversation, I use their platforms to market my small business, but I don't feel like at this point I need to pay them $12 a month to get a check mark next to my business's name. I don't see any real benefit. My customers already know that my business is legitimate.
There you go. And then we had one on the live stream from Joe McClear. If anyone I know gets Meta verified, that's an instant unfriending right there.
We all have standards.
Yeah. Seriously, why pay more just to see how fat and bald all our old high school classmates are getting?
Oh.
Zing.
Youch.
And that's what I mean. I don't think the average, the people who signed up to do Instagram and Facebook to stay in touch with friends are not going to use this.
I wouldn't think so. I just don't see the benefit.
It makes sense for content creators and, you know, outlets that are trying to get their stuff seen. But as far as someone who's just trying to like
Becky from, you know, Muskego. Yeah.
I don't know if this is really going to be the revenue generator that they think it is, but all right. So in a study that resulted in what surprises no one, the results are in from the biggest ever trial of the 4-day work week.
Okay.
And most companies said they're not ready to go back to the 5-day grind. The companies.
Even the companies are happy with the results of a 4-day work week.
So over 60 companies and nearly 3,000 employees in the UK. So this was not in the US.
All right.
Which is important, I would say.
It is.
Participated in the study, trying out the shorter work week from June through December of last year. And many companies saw higher revenue and lower staff turnover. 90% said they would keep the experiment going. Several even plan to make it a permanent change.
That's really something.
And it's something that I don't think we will ever get in the United States.
Much like universal health care.
Or paid family leave.
Yes.
But I think it's really interesting that they saw more revenue. as far as, and I'd have to go see more of the study, like, do people get the same salary? So are they seeing more revenue because there's a, you know, 20% if they're working, or is it just hours? Are those 8 hours spread across 4 days?
4 days.
And I mean, I'm a big fan of this because I feel like the weekends are not long enough where it's like having a day to do your errands and clean the house and do stuff that feel like when you, the life stuff mm-hmm. that often seems like you're too tired to do after work, but then also have time to actually socialize and have a life and all the things that make life and working worth it.
And don't you always feel Sundays for me, it just always feels like Monday is looming.
Yeah.
Monday is looming. So
the Sunday scaries. That's why they call it that.
You enjoy like half the day and it's like, oh yeah.
Like Friday, my experience now is by Friday, I don't want to do anything because I'm exhausted. And so the compulsion to try to go do something that I would do in my 20s, which is like go out both Friday and Saturday, like absolutely not.
Not happening.
Absolutely not. But Saturday I still want to. That's like kind of the one day that's become my, I'm not going to work. I'm not going to think about work. I'm either going to do something social. I'm going to like clean the house. I'm going to do errands. And then by Sunday, maybe something social in the morning. But by Sunday afternoon, like I'm on the...
You got to be back on the clock.
I'm back on the clock. Just basically prep for the week and do the things that I don't feel like I have time for responding to emails and stuff like that. So like if our bosses are listening, I'm just saying.
I would be fine
only doing 4 shows a week. If you really want to experiment to see if we would make more revenue if we only had 4 days instead of 5 days of the weekly shows, like I volunteer to test it out.
We will be the guinea broadcasters.
And so, but I don't know. Like I do think there's something as far as what they were saying, because this is the same thing they've found with some companies by offering paid leave, because in more states, there's 11 states that have state mandated paid leave, including the two biggest states, New York and, well,
California.
Well, California differently. But does New York have more, as a state, have more people than Texas? I think not. So not the two most populous states, but two of the biggest states. And they both have state mandated, and New Jersey, they all have state mandated paid leave. And in that, I mean, especially in California, some companies literally also saw higher revenue with paid leave because turnover is expensive.
Sure.
And so if you have people who are just quitting entirely because you don't offer paid leave, then you still have to replace that person.
And it's onboarding and it's that whole, and background checks, right? And all that stuff.
And so for certain businesses, it was actually more like just to give, because especially in programs like those where it works like unemployment insurance. And so both the employer and the employees are paying a payroll tax that gets that is the fund that pays for people being able to leave. And so anyways, I'm not sure this shocks anyone. I think it's more shocking that the businesses are on board. Certainly the workers are like, I really want to work for this.
Exactly. But hey, you got business on board. This actually could go forward.
Well, in certain countries, I'm not sure it's going to happen here anytime soon. All right. Well, that does it for the 11 o'clock hour. When we come back, we are talking to Alan DeYoung and James Small about the EMC agencies and fire departments that are in a looming crisis that maybe you haven't heard of. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.